All right, family, welcome to the show. Big Rob, we got a celebrity in the building today, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big time celebrity.
Randy.
Big Randy. Rob and PA.
How you doing, Huck?
Hey, how's it going there?
Man, doing good. First of all, my condolences to you and the family. We wanted to get you on radio and video to talk about how things have been going this past week. Unfortunately, you lost your stepson to homicide this past week, right?
Correct.
Right. What do you want to share with the community so far on what happened and what's going on and how we can help you guys out, man?
Well, you know, right now, I mean, a lot is unclear on everything that happened at this particular time. So I don't want to just say all the hearsay and he say, she say stuff, because I don't really know myself. So it's not about pointing the finger or anything like that. Right now, everybody is grieving in their own type of way. Some people are very hurt. Some people are very angry. There's a wide range of emotions going on through the entire family. And people are trying to come together and make this thing, you know, pull together on tomorrow.
So the arrangements, the celebration is going on tomorrow?
Yeah, the arrangements is originally at 2, but moved over to 246 Ada, which is Angel Ministries. Williams, Apple, and Ada, I think it is.
I think I got your Facebook up on the screen. So 46 Ada.
Yeah, 240. Is that, or what is it?
Yeah.
446.
Yeah, I got your hub. I got your Facebook up on the page.
Cool.
Tell us about your stepson, man.
I'm kind of losing your
voice. Yeah. I said, tell us about your stepson. What can you share with us about your stepson?
Okay, I can barely hear you.
What can you share with us about your stepson? Is there anything you can share with us about him?
Yeah, I hear that part, so I guess I'll just go ahead and talk and say, you know, that he was a good kid. You know, everybody says that their kid is good. And I think he was a normal 15-year-old child that was out there in the world trying to just live like the rest of us were growing up and the kids that are living right now. He had a lot of opportunities to jump. He was going through a lot of things, you know, in his own life and what have you. Change in life. I want to say that... he had ideas of wanting to go to college. He was trying to get back in school, and actually, I believe his mom got him back in school. And so he was back at Muskegon High School. He had a few things he had to do. In fact, when I rode up on him less than a week ago, he was telling me that he was enrolled and he was participating in some kind of a program. Went back so he could go back and everything like that. When he was with me and my daughter and my family and the things that we did and everything, we always had a good time at Michigan Adventure. We did things together. He was a very normal 15-year-old. He was very quiet at times, but then at times if he disagreed, he would have a strong opinion and he would let you know. His mother, you know, he loved his mother, he loved his family, he loved his sister, he loved everybody within his family, you know. He was kind of a popular young man with the females.
Young man, yeah
definitely. Wow. And so he struggled with the school part. We got to be honest. It was hard to try to keep him in school. He had a hard time focusing on trying to stay in school because he seemed like he always would kind of act out. But he was getting it together. He was coming around and doing that. And everybody was working on that, trying to get him there and get him in school and make him stay in school. His sister had graduated from Alabama. Not only him, but his other brother also.
both had wanted to ended up going to Olivet. Eventually, she was kind of his role model per se, if you want to, you know, put it out there. You know, she did a lot for him. She was trying to be there for him, and in the midst of our busy lives, you know, sometimes we can't be there every minute, every hour, every second. But he knew that he was loved, and he could reach out to anyone at any time. I have a relationship with his father, who is incarcerated, and recently talked to him, and him and I have a real good relationship, or I wouldn't even have put myself out here at this particular time like this, and based on the fact that I take no ownership or anything like that, or try to make myself sound better than anybody else. I want to say that he did a great job in mentoring and trying to talk to him through the phone and talking to me as we collaborated and trying to talk to him and getting right in the right frame of mind to do the right things. Even though he was incarcerated, he was reaching out and doing a lot of good things from where he was at. Very positive, very spiritual, and he was not in no antagonistic way. He didn't come at me like, you know, Randy, I don't want you to do this, I don't want you to do that. He talked to me with love and respect, just like a brother, you know, and it wasn't about who was the biological. It was about two men working together, trying to put something in the mind of a young man like we knew when we were growing up, how 15-year-olds can be. I don't think he was anything abnormal than the 15-year-olds that are sometimes growing up now and the 15-year-olds that when you and I and Rob was growing up, except right. that now they have more access to more technology. They're more smarter when it comes to certain things, but they're not as smart in other areas.
Right.
You know, but very intelligent young man. He was very smart. I did struggle with some things with him, trying to get him to do some things. But I want to say that overall, he was a very kind young man. And he's going to be highly missed, you know, by everybody, by myself, by a lot of people in the community. And I know that he recently moved back to his mom's just last year when they moved over by there where nearby where this happened. And he was staying with me at the time before this. And we had worked a lot on him and trying to get him in the right direction, as well as my brother. My brother Mike was working with him, and he had been to prison, and he tried to let him know that this ain't a place that you want to go. There's some decisions you don't want to make to end up there and stuff right. like that. So he mentored him. I mentored him. You know, he also had a mentor. I take it, you know, in the household and stuff like that. So I don't know. I'll let them speak on that. There is some differences in a matter of between some of us, but there's no hard feelings or no anger or anguish towards one another at this particular time, as well as like I don't have any, or I don't right. think anybody else does. Right.
Wow, man, hey, Randy, how can we help the family?
Well, I think right now the important thing is just being there and being a support. Everything is at this particular time discovered at the funeral home, tombs. Everything's been paid. There was a GoFundMe page link, but that's been should been taken down. So everything is covered. Flowers can go either, I believe, to tombs or to, over to Pastor Huff's church. If you want to do something separate for the family, then that's up to the individuals. But we're, you know, not asking for any money or anything like that, because the funeral part and the burial part is covered. Everything is good and covered and paid for at this particular time. And we want to actually send a great thank you to a lot of friends and relatives that came together and helped put this thing out there and put it together. Because at one time, you know, we wasn't sure what was going to happen, but people just started coming. We put the word out, and it was, the money was there in a matter of no time, as far as people piecing their money together and making sure that this was going to happen. And we the auntie put it together and kind of went the cheaper route, based on the fact, just to make sure in case there wasn't enough money. And so we didn't change that. We just left it the way it is. So tomorrow is not an actual funeral. There's going to be a viewing. There's going to be a viewing from 12 to 3 at Pastor Huff's church there, Angel Community Ministries, where he does a lot of them. And it's from 12 to 3, and they're going to have an open viewing. And any family or friends, public, is welcome to come. There will be separate something going on after that, and they'll probably ask the people to leave. I guess they're going to ask the people to leave around 2:30, even though it says 12 to 3. So close to that time, they're going to be asking people to leave, where the family will just be there to grieve. So.
All right. Well, thank you.
Go ahead, Big Rob. I'm sorry. I had my mic down, brother. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Big Rob.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Pierre.
Do you know the PayPal or Cash App that we need to send donations to?
It was on Daphne Spann's account as far as PayPal goes. I know I took a few donations to my Cash App. It's okay. Money Randall Dame. All right. Money sign Randall Dame. Cash, you know, the Cash App sign.
Okay. All right.
But otherwise, you know, like I say, I don't know if there's anybody else that has. My daughter has a Cash App as well, but I know she was, you know, getting donations from her friend as well. But right now, I think the only thing that the family, the most that the family could use is some love, some hugs, some support, you know, calls and hoping that that Tory, little Tory, didn't die in vain. You know, I hope that something is, and of course there's so many other people that have died just like this. And you never know, you know, when you hear something like this happening, I could name a bunch of names of some young mothers that I know that have been on Facebook in the last few years even, that have lost their child just like this, and it's been painful and hurtful, and they're still hurting till this day from that lost emptiness of that loved one.
Yeah, it never goes away, man. I can relate to our good sister Kim.
Sister Kim,
Tiffany. It's a bunch of these good mothers.
Yeah, Teresa.
Lost some good kids. You know?
I may not know all the names.
Right. It's unfortunately that it is a long list.
Yeah, it's a long list.
It's so unfortunate. Go to Big Rob. Big Rob, I know you had a question for Randy before we go, man.
Oh no, I'm good.
You good? You good, bro?
Yeah, you covered it all. You know, thank you for coming by, and you know, our condolences go out to the family.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you a donation tonight, man. I should have did it early in the week, man. I'm send it to you tonight. Got caught up in this election coverage and some other projects we had going on, but expect that Cash App to rain, brother. Whatever you got going on. All right.
It ain't just going to ring. It's going to ding dong.
Ding dong. I'm going to tell you what, this one, we have to wait to see if it's going to clear first. You still out here in the streets though, carrying news, man. You a heck of a brother, man.
I actually made a video that night of the shooting, and it was too hard for me to finish with it, and I was weeping, you know, and I just went on and put it as for me to see only, because I couldn't fathom it. It's hard to believe that he's gone. It's hard to believe that we can't call him, we can't see him, we can't touch him, you know, and what have you, you know, just like so many other people.
Right. You know,
it was hard for me to channel this kind of a positive way to not get negative of any sort. And, you know, I had somebody call me the other day. That's why I say calls are important and lifting people up spiritually. I had a lady lift me up spiritually. And she just said, you know, what she reminded me of was Bible scriptures that I hadn't read in a long time. I may not be able to quote them verse by verse, but I know to be absent from the body is to be
present
the Lord. And so we have to believe and understand and know that even though Tory is gone, he is with the Lord. And we only really have 15 years to be able to spend time with him. But the most important thing, I think, we were able to spend time with him, you know.
Right.
And with that being said, I would like to say to that struggling, you know, don't don't wait till tomorrow to spend time with your loved one and say, oh, I wish I could have, should have did this and should have did that. And I think we're all guilty of getting busy and working so hard and trying to have money, have a house over our head, you know, and stuff like that. But we should never, technology, just like as we're reaching out today, it shouldn't be so hard to FaceTime somebody. It shouldn't be so hard to drop a text or drop a short video, say I love you or say I miss you. Reaching out to one another in some kind of way doesn't always have to be
right, right. Wow. All right, brother, man. Thank you so much. We got to roll. Much love to you, man. Love you, man. Praying for you and the family. Wow. Now, we talked Sunday night, man. It was very, very good in depth, and I'm going to keep in contact with you. I know I can tell you this much, but Steve, before we go, Randy's been a heck of a stepfather to quite a few kids and a father to some kids. And I know it's brothers like you who are the solution to this issue that we're dealing in the Black community. There seems to be a correlation of boys and their fathers not being present.
Yes.
And that seems to be a correlation with a lot of the violence, particularly the ones who are pulling the trigger. So I commend you, Big Rob, and other brothers like y'all who mentor kids in our community, because you get it. You're from the village, and you're trying to take care of the village, man. So I just want to say much love to you. A Beat Award winner, social media influencer, class act. People follow you more than they do ZZM News in Muskegon, bro. When Huck is live, it's real. It's real.
Oh, man. Yeah, I like to bring the good and, you know, to be positive, but, you know, sometimes it's bad. But, you know, I call it the good, the bad, and the ugly. But what I'm saying is sometimes, you know, I like the video like you put out, and it took great courage for you to do that with the police officer in the heist. The police officer's playing with the kids, and I think that's important that the police need to know that we stand behind them sometimes, too, because right. Everything's always seemed like we're against each other all the time on everything.
Yeah. And it's not like that.
You know, we need to know and be able to know that we can call on the people in the community. Because I know when I was a kid, I kind of grew up in the Heights. I was a downtowner, but I grew up in the Heights. So I got much love and respect in the Heights, you know. And what I'm saying is all the police pulled me over and talked to me and stopped me when I was a kid. And it's part of them me not having a long record and me not being locked up or me not ending up somewhere where I could have been, you know, and I'm so grateful for a lot of them. I mean, I could name their names. Some of them are detectives. Some of them became chief. Some of them died, you know, some of them left the force, but there was a lot of good ones, you know, that were really into the community. So
that's right. Shout out to all them good ones. All right. Davina Mallard said, praying for your family. Cherie Kennedy said, I love you, Randy. Will Robinson, the CEO, the boss man, said Tori was a very respectful young man. He will be missed. My prayers and condolences to you and the family. Pat Todd says sincere condolences to you and the family. Randy, it's been nice, man. Peace and blessings to you, brother. Love you, okay?
I want to say this real quick, PA. I do want to thank the father of Tori, and I want to thank the mother and her husband for allowing me to be a part of Tori's life during the particular times we've had our differences a couple times throughout the 15 years. You can trust that, okay? But I want you to know that in the end, and in due respect, we all are for the positiveness of the child. You know what I'm saying? And I want to just thank them for giving me the opportunity, because it was a great opportunity. And I thank the Father up above for allowing that opportunity to happen. So,
all right. Much love. Dr. Percival said we're praying for you. All right, brother. Have a good weekend. We'll be talking to you.
Okay. Thanks again.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.